Okay, so today I wanted to start off with a story. And hey. This is how I'm gonna begin this. So it starts on a stormy day. I'm chilling in my house. I'm on my computer. I look out my window, and who do I see in the street?
Santa.
No, you idiot. It was you. I see you in the street. Oh. You're standing there, and I'm extremely confused because that you'd usually come to my door. You don't make a scene and show up in the street. You just come up and be straightforward and come into my house and say hello and usually eat all my food. Please stop eating my food. But for some reason today,
your mom offers it.
She does. But today you decide to stand your ground. You stood in the street. You waved at me, and I waved back. And I was slightly confused. And Simon, could you give me a little bit of a reason why you were in my street?
Well, you see, I'm very wet, and it's been raining outside a lot, so
so you decided to stay in.
Just kind of stay outside, and you know, COVID doesn't exist, right? I'm not doing it for COVID. I'm just staying out here, and you know, I have like a telepathic connection with Ben. That's well.
Known. Oh, I get it. There's a one tree in the middle of my street that was completely protecting you from the rain. I get it now.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just standing there, and I'm like waving back at you, and I'm like, hey, I'm having this telepathic connection with you, and you know, we're just kind of vibing, and we're kind of like understanding, and we're throwing some weird thoughts back at each other, and like it's just going great.
It was like a game of catch. It was exactly. Like I was his father.
Except the catch was just insults. We're just like brutally insulting each other.
And you see, when I realized that he was standing under the tree to stay warm and less wet, I had realized that, and my plan was to come and bring him an umbrella. And I was going to bring him inside and be nice and gentle and kind to him. But then I realized that he was insulting me. So I decided that I took a turn for the worse, and I decided not to give him the umbrella. But I opened up my window, I took out the screen, and I hurled the umbrella at him. And Simon, how did that feel?
Well, not only did you leave me out in the rain, not only did you decide to not be warm and cold to me, you had the audacity to throw an umbrella at me, which flew through the air and pointed tip landed in the center of my cranium and left quite a mark. And I was understandably annoyed at this. So I stood in the middle of the road, hurling expletives at your window and begging for you to come down and fight me.
And so I did. But I wouldn't take the stairs. I had to make a bigger show because, as you could probably imagine, there was already a crowd massing in the middle of the street around Simon.
This is the beginning of an epic fan fiction.
I keep trying to butt in,
and y'all are not leaving openings. And it's
see, I've been trying too. I've been trying to say that fan fiction line. I've been.
And in the middle of the crowd were Simon, were Alec and Leo, and I'm not sure why either of them were there. Why were you guys there? Why were you in the street? Simon was in the street to throw expletives at me.
Oh, I'm entirely not on the street. I'm in a Santa costume on your roof attempting to shove my body forcefully down your chimney.
Nah, but you're too thicky.
I am the opposite of thick. Remember that fucking slip?
Yes. Simon, I do have a chimney. What are you talking about?
Wait, has a chimney?
I have a chimney. You haven't seen my fireplace?
We've literally been sitting next to the fire, bro.
We've like never been inside of.
You awkwardly held Willow's hand next to the fire.
Yeah, I don't bring that up on the podcast.
Oh,
but just to be clear, Alex's ass could not fit through that fireplace.
No, it would never.
It is too voluptuous.
Yeah, and you guys had a fire going, so.
I mean,
we did. It would have been very painful, but I think you could have made it. Your costume was thick.
Is it really too much to Is it?
Let's say is it one more time.
Continue.
And so anyways, Alec was trying to force himself down the chimney, which was drawing a separate crowd.
Oh,
so there were two separate crowds amassing. There were two people. And so I decided I had to show off to all of these crowds and make everybody stop paying attention to Alec so this fight could get the most press that
it
could.
No,
so
you
I
didn't decided, know.
No, no, I was aware.
You thought they were all there for you, but they were there for me.
I'm always aware. And so I decided that to take the most attention away from Alec and towards me, I decided to throw a superhero landing down to the ground. I land on one knee with the other poised perfectly straight, and I stand up.
And he shatters his kneecap.
And
he shatters his
pain. I did shatter my kneecap. But for the sake of the crowd, I limped on, unfazed. Nobody knew that I shattered my kneecap. Except for all of the people who could see the bone sticking out of my leg. But that's unimportant.
I mean... What about your ACL? Kind of how's your ACL doing?
It wasn't good either. As long as I could fight, I was okay, though.
But I don't know if you can really fight on a broken patella.
Patella. Anatomy boy.
Leo was on the right of the cloud.
Anatomy, how are you doing?
Dude, no, I'm hanging out under a manhole cover. Like, I'm just kind of watching, but I'm a sewer boy.
I pulled Leo from the sewer, and I tapped out, and he tapped in. And Leo, how did the fight go?
You know, it just kind of went. It was Santa versus Shit Boy.
Santa versus... Am I Shit Boy?
No, I'm Shit Boy because I just came out.
I thought I was supposed to fight Ben.
Am I supposed to fight you? No. I thought I was fighting
No,
Alex.
I thought I was supposed to fight Ben.
No, you were supposed to fight me, but then I tapped out for Leo, so Leo and Simon are now fighting.
Oh, so I'm fighting the
cinematic universe is becoming.
What if I don't want to fight Simon? What if I just
Well, you're fighting
fight
Simon.
Alex?
How does it go?
I run at Simon, but I run past him towards Alec.
Ah, so that's how the Santa shit man.
Imagine the man covered in feces, Naruto running at Santa. I'm gonna throw that out there.
Covered in feces, hauling ass.
Wait, Leo, so you're saying you ran past Simon and managed to make it onto my roof just to fight Santa?
Yep. I don't like Christmas.
Okay, Alec, how'd that make you feel?
You know, not gonna lie, got me pretty good. I was feeling pretty nice all that time, just punching the shit out of Santa. Just, you know.
And Alec, how did you
ever
getting the shit beaten out of you by a shit boy?
And I was fighting a man covered in shit. What do you think I felt?
Jesus,
that's awesome.
Okay, that you, like,
would you fight a mall Santa if you had the opportunity?
Absolutely.
Wait. What do you mean if you had the opportunity? Are you saying you just have like a
if there was a mall Santa?
Are you saying you just saying you have a vengeful urge to fight mall Santa and you just get the opportunity and you take it? You're like, ah, yes, it's go time.
Okay, okay.
No,
I'm gonna see a new scene about why you're fighting a mall Santa. Okay. So you're shopping around the mall. It's late. The mall is closing. All of the security guards and basically anybody who would be there is gone. The Santa shop is closing down. Not the shop, like the vending area. The Santa zone is closing. All of the elves are packing up and leaving. All of the cameras are going away. And Santa stands up. He's had a bit too much to drink. He really didn't want to be there that shift, but he finished. He looks at you from across the mall, like all the way down one of the long-ass mall hallways. And he stares at you.
Jesus.
And there's a telepathic communication. What, Leo?
Am I still covered in feces?
You are still covered in feces.
This is a completely different story.
I'm continuing the train of thought.
Shit boy transcends reality.
Leo's just there.
Well, somebody asked if you fight a mall Santa.
The shitverse. The spiderverse? No.
Shitterverse.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm just continuing because somebody said, would you fight a mall Santa? And I'm trying to set a scene in which that would happen because you guys didn't believe there would be a reason for that to happen.
Leo, you said shit boy into the shitterverse. Reyes, I took a big old sip of Dr. Pepper, and I'm not joking. I almost dumped it down my fucking front.
I don't know if I necessarily have, like, a desire to fight a mall Santa. Like, I don't have, like, a
No. Like, imagine you're in a mall, right? And you watch your brother or something go and sit on the Santa's lap, and the Santa was just an absolute dick. Like, I'm talking, like, what do you want for Christmas? Candy. Go fucking, like, just a dick. Just a fucking dick of a man. Ben, shut the fuck up.
No. It was
And then, I don't know, this one's falling apart. I'm not here, guys.
Keep it going, keep it alive.
Why am I fighting Santa?
Okay, well, I'm gonna pick it up where Alec left off. I'm gonna give Simon his reason. Okay, Simon, so you're with your half brother at the mall, and even though he seems to be quite older, he is still asking. He's still with Santa. He's still a fragile man, and he still needs that validation from Santa every Christmas. So he goes up to him.
Wait, which half brother? I have seven.
The one that you were getting dinner with.
Oh yeah, shout out Henry.
Yeah, you're with Henry. I don't know you, Henry, but you're probably chill. So let's just say that Henry goes up to Santa and he asks what he wants for Christmas. And Santa is a complete asshole to him and gives him zero time out of his day. Damn. And you just get this visceral hatred because you can see the tears welling in Henry's eyes. And it makes you furious.
Okay, yeah.
The Santa turns and he stares at you. His eyes bloodshot, liquor on his lips. You are angry. You are furious, and so is he. And you lock eyes with each other.
You're more of a writer than a. You're an artist.
Like a novel.
Liquor?
Yeah, he was drunk.
So
that's
involved.
Why he wants to fight you.
But he's at a mall with kids. Why is he like? But not only is he drunk, he's drank liquor recently enough to have it be on his lips. So he's literally like swigging out of a bottle of liquor.
I have a really good question.
Improv.
His teeth are so big. That
I have a very good question.
What's up?
Okay.
What do you think Santa's favorite liquor is? What's his liquor of choice?
Whiskey.
You think Santa's a whiskey boy?
Irish cream.
I think he's a vodka man.
Fucking yeah. Jaeger.
No, he is not a vodka man. He's, you see how big that man is? He has a lot of alcohol.
Everclear.
Okay, he might be a Jaeger or a whiskey drinker. I'll stand by that. If he's a big man.
He's got a lot of juice in him.
I feel like Santa would be the kind of guy who would, like, just straight up, like, skull an entire bottle of Everclear.
Yeah. God, that's terrible. He would be drinking Everclear, I feel like.
Oh my god, my computer almost turned off.
Oh, Santa would be a spirit drinker.
Actually, no, Everclear has, like, no flavoring, so maybe not.
You can run a car on Everclear.
I mean, that's kind of just
that's why Santa shouldn't drink it.
Actually, no, it's definitely Jaeger. I mean, that's the most disgusting thing ever. It's definitely a Santa who's drinking it.
Well, okay. Moving past the interesting improv bit, how many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
I don't think there is an amount of chickens that can kill an elephant.
Chickens aggressive, or are they just kind of hanging out?
I think there is a finite number of chickens that can and will peck an elephant to death. It is possible.
That's true. I don't think that's the case, because hear me out. Is the elephant fighting back?
It's an elephant.
So yes?
Is he a passive elephant or an angry elephant?
I don't know. You do the math. Shit.
Well, a chicken peck cannot penetrate an elephant's skin, so it would require,
enough of them,
like,
could if they were concentrated. If one of them started going at the
if
elephant,
they were coordinated
mad.
Chickens, bro.
No, but like, imagine
chickens are like mentally strengthened, and they will all.
I just imagine
they're
like
all pecking at the same spot for 10 minutes. It's not gonna break his skin. It would take like 20 chickens that all peck the same spot for like 30 minutes straight to get through an elephant's skin, and that's only one spot.
Okay, wait.
So that means there is a finite number of chickens that can kill an elephant.
Actually, you know what? If there was just so many that it just suffocated him under a pile of feathers, then maybe.
Okay, I have an idea. I have a different hypothetical. I have a related hypothetical. So let's say that we each get put into the body of a different chicken. So there are four chickens. Each of them has
four
one of our brains in them. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking chicken.
Except instead of a microphone, it's an elephant.
Okay, four chickens and an elephant. Okay, we're renaming the podcast.
Four chickens and an elephant. So let's say that there's four chickens, they each have human brains in them. Could they take down an elephant if the elephant only has an elephant brain?
Big brain.
We just have Yotam on the podcast. Like, hi, this is the elephant. Okay, wait. So four chickens with human brains.
Yes, and one elephant. Do you think that we could win?
No, because literally just swings his trunk once and smacks us against a tree and kills us.
But we have human coordination. We have human brains.
We have opposable
thumbs. Chickens are fast.
No, we're chickens.
We're chickens.
I want to be a chicken with an opposable thumb.
They have like the back thing. They have like the thumb on the back of their claws, right?
You mean zygodactyl talons?
What the fuck is that?
It's basically...
There's so much fear in that.
There are different types of talons that birds have, and the ones that have the third talon on the back are called zygodactyl. The type
That's
of
what a chicken has.
That owls have, so they can...
Are you a dinosaur kid?
I was 150% dinosaur kid. I was also a bird kid.
You were also like a Norse mythology kid, right?
You were a dinosaur kid? Like, did you go from birds to dinosaurs?
No, I went from dinosaurs to birds. Or I think interchangeably. I think I was like... Yeah. At any given time, you could ask me and I would give you like 10 random facts about dinosaurs or about birds. Fun fact, brachiosaurs don't exist. Go on.
Give me 10 other random facts about dinosaurs right now.
Fuck.
Or birds, interchangeably. Just give me 10 facts.
I said I was, not I am.
Can I name one?
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact that velociraptors are like chickens. Like they are actually, like Jurassic Park like totally shows them wrong.
Alright, more facts about dinosaurs. T-Rexes are supposedly, according to what people have dug up, like sort of fossilized information, and I don't know how they did this, but there's some estimate that they made where apparently T-Rex's screech sounds more similar to like the call of a bird than like a roar of a lion. It's like rah! It's like a fucking loud like bird screech, because their dinosaurs are so closely related to birds. Also, dinosaurs still exist, like fucking alligators and shit. That's basically Dionysus or whatever the fuck.
Dionysus.
It was a big prehistoric crocodile type shit. Big fucking motherfucker.
Crocolaca.
Yeah, crocolaca.
Shaka bra.
Dude, imagine if dinosaurs could do shaka bra.
Are we talking about like a sexual act or Or just, no, just the hand?
No! Fuck that.
Oh my god.
Although, that's, I've never understood, like, that's not necessarily, why, I don't think, I think we have different chakras. What's yours?
It's the same hand, wait, do you want me to actually explain this?
No, listen to me. Is your chakra your pinky and your thumb, or is it your pointer finger, your pinky and your thumb?
It's just the pinky and thumb. Wait.
That's just
if it's pointer finger, if it's pointer finger, pinky and thumb, then you're just Spider-Manning it.
Yeah, I've seen people who do like pointer finger, pinky and thumb, and it's not them being like Quiet Coyote type shit. Which, by the way,
Quiet Coyote,
let's go, y'all. Quiet Coyote right now.
Beat. Let's hit it, everybody. Quiet Coyote.
There's no visual for this podcast.
Hey, that's enough. Yeah, they're gonna think that Craig just cut out again.
Craig just knows. Yeah, Craig is not cutting out. We actually just.
By the way, fuck Craig. Shout out to the devs of Craig.
Shout out Craig.
No, they're working hard, man.
They're like small indie developers. I feel like they're doing very well for considering what they've created here.
We appreciate you, Craig developers. You're doing this for free.
Also,
Craig,
we appreciate.
Did not work a week later.
We appreciate.
Can we describe what Craig is?
Why? That's just that's like.
No one knows Craig, who. No one knows what Craig now. Is.
I think that makes it funnier.
Okay, yeah. Let's continue without explaining Craig.
We have Craig and Hydra, our two little friends. They give us the things that we need.
Those are the fifth and sixth idiots. Yeah. But we don't include them.
What, blowjobs
well, no,
and money.
Craig is the microphone.
What
Craig
is Hydra?
Kind of a microphone. Hydra is,
snake.
A snake.
He's just a snake.
No. Hydra's are not snakes. They're like...
Hydras are five-headed beasts where when you cut off one head, another
two more. Oh, right.
I thought they could be any number of heads.
They can start any number. They probably start with one and they just go from there.
Yeah, maybe Hydra is just like a lizard.
They just literally start as a snake, but every time you cut off any part of them, an appendage grows out of it. And if you cut off the head, it grows another head.
Wait, how would you cut off a part of them if they're a snake? They don't have like legs or anything. They're just like.
No, you just cut off like a part of their skin and a leg grows out of it.
Leg.
Get a little sample.
Yeah, you just go. You just do like a little cut on the side of them and then a leg comes out. You could have like a 20-legged Hydra. That'd be so cool. Oh my god, like, centipede Hydra.
Well, no, because under that, no one's ever cut off, like, the leg or something of a Hydra. So maybe that's never been, like, in mythology, it's never been experimented with.
What if you cut off all the legs and it was just a snake with three heads? And, wait, doesn't it have wings? It has wings, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think that was just in Godzilla, I'm gonna be real.
Oh, that's just Ghidorah. He's not, if you cut his head off, another one doesn't grow back.
No, wait, remember in King of Monsters, they had a Hydra.
I'm not proud of what I just done.
That's just
Ghidorah.
Oh, okay.
I just downloaded a file called Cursed White Boy.
you want to
see Cursed White Boy?
I do. Let's react to it without any visuals.
Yeah, no visuals. Cursed White Boy.
Whiteboy.jfif. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I can't. It's not opening for me.
That is a child T posing. Covered in white paint.
Oh, he's very white.
JFIF file. Thank you.
Here's a JFIF.
That's one. I'm here.
That's one massive
computer space downloading that.
Can we just appreciate Ben's? That's one massive.
I'm just saying it as it is, man.
I just do what I do.
So
I do what I do. I make massive poop.
I feel like if we never bring this up as a distinct topic, we're just never going to get to any of the podcast. But let's talk.
Can we do an intro before we go to topics? Can we just actually do an intro? We haven't introed this one.
Yeah.
I was going to segue from the improv to it, but then we started talking about mall Santas.
My bad.
For anyone not aware, this is four idiots and a microphone.
I wouldn't even call that improv, in my opinion.
The beginning was improv.
That's pretty good. Mall Santa.
I just turned into beating the shit out of Mall Santas because that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Not that I like fighting. I don't condone fighting at all. It's just the thought of a Mall Santa.
Really
fighting.
Huh?
Did you just ask him how he was doing?
I don't want to fight anyone.
Did you just start a friendly conversation in the middle of the podcast?
What?
No. Okay.
What?
I thought Alec just went, hey, Leo, how you doing? Like, with nothing else.
Well, thank you, Alec. I'm doing good.
All right.
You said that.
I didn't say that, but okay.
Let's talk about Old Man Aquaman. Let's talk about this movie because
Old Man Aquaman, not Jason Momoa.
No, yeah, Jason Momoa. So
he's not an old man.
Oh yeah. Oh my god,
that man is.
I'm not letting you get to the movie topic. We're going to keep circling around it. Okay, and I'm going to keep interrupting you with extras.
I'm pushing through it. Okay. For anyone that doesn't know, the current status is I love this movie. I love Aquaman. Alec hates this movie.
Fuck Aquaman.
I don't know about Ben and Leo's stance.
Fuck Aquaman.
Ben?
Thank you, Leo.
I really enjoy Aquaman.
Okay, so
Let's start with my talk. I want to go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Let's go, Alec.
Okay, so...
full spoiler warning, this movie's been out for a while, so we're not going to, like...
We're not going to hold anything back. This is happening. Yeah. Go ahead. So, yeah, skip ahead. I despise Aquaman, mainly because of how serious it attempts to be and comes off as corny and badly written. And, like, it just doesn't work for me whatsoever.
I definitely agree with that. A lot of the jokes just fell so flat.
They fell so flat. The fucking, the guys that are like the Atlantean soldiers look like Power Rangers. Their suits look dumb. I don't like Aquaman's suit in general. I think it looks dumb equally as... I think the guys look more like Power Rangers.
That is the one part that I agree with. But I think Aquaman's suit is ridiculous. I agree with that.
It looks so bad. Doesn't he get a new one at the end of the movie, or is that not?
No, I like never got that far.
No, I did. I did finish. I just don't have any desire to watch it again.
Watched it like six times.
Yeah, the climax especially is just terrible. Like the part where he it's supposed to be like a heartfelt moment where he walks into the waterfall and like leaves behind his lover first. I don't know the fuck her name.
Lover.
Is
his mom.
No, he's going.
He leaves behind his lover.
He's leaving behind his mom and the love interest.
But it's just like it's savage. But the scene with him like going through the waterfall, it's like I'll be back, and then it's just him awkwardly clambering up this waterfall. It just doesn't hit for me.
The plot really just kind of wasn't there for me either. The fact that I could guess the ending from the very beginning, and just kind of was like, oh yeah, this is how it's gonna go, isn't it?
I am Aquaman.
Well, okay.
And also, like, I really hate the start of the movie too. I don't know; it just feels
also,
very like.
We have shat on the movie enough. I think it is time that other people give their opinion.
Ben, you can go first. I'm most passionate about this. So you can go first.
I'll give my opinion. Okay, I do definitely agree that if you look at it as a serious movie, this movie's kind of shit. It does not hold up. Like, I am not gonna defend the story or the plot or any of it in any serious way. I don't think that this movie is something that I will ever take seriously. It's something that I kind of watch in the same way that I watch Ready Player One, where I don't look at it for the plot. I just look at it for like a really cool looking world and some sick visuals and good action. And I think that just like,
I don't think I like good action though.
Just an enjoyable movie. Something
an enjoyable just, movie. Yeah, I don't think it's a. Right. I don't think it's like a from a legitimate. Okay, I think the cinematography and stuff is really cool, but like,
I was about to say Jason Momoa, he's awesome. Like, I love him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Terribly.
Yeah, I don't think that like any of the characters are written well or any of it works.
Bland as fuck.
I don't think any of the characters are written great or the story was great or anything like seriously was great. But I think to just enjoy the movie, I really enjoy just like. Having a good time with it. I don't take the movie seriously and I really enjoy it, and I don't think that's something that like should have been done with one of DC's bigger characters. But also Aquaman has been kind of shat on forever, so the fact that he even has a movie is pretty cool. Like I gotta appreciate that, just because everybody like he kind of became the butt of the joke for everything from the early 2000s on. He was always just like
some superhero.
He is a bad superhero.
He's so I can control Shark.
He was busted in Injustice Gods Among Us, though. That, like, Mortal Kombat DCU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he was busted in that game. I played that. I played the OG one.
Me, too. I love the campaign was actually kind of sick. Like,
the campaign was sick. I couldn't love it. The second one sucks, but, you know.
My brother really wanted to get that one. I was like, you know.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so this is interesting for me because I often can be like, I see where you're coming from with a lot of points, with a lot of like, you know, discussions that I can have. And to some degree, yes, I see where you're coming from with some parts. I agree that there are parts of the movie, there are distinct parts of it that I feel are overplayed and, you know, the joke doesn't hit. Or often I feel like several characters in this are very much like they try to be over the top, like kind of like zany and weird. One of the ones I think the biggest is the... don't remember what he's called, but the guy who builds the suit and tries to kill Aquaman. I think the suit looks ridiculous. I think his character is ridiculous. Yeah, Black Manta. I think the suit looks ridiculous. I think his character is ridiculous. I think he's ridiculously overplayed. His motive is pretty shit. Like, his motive is just like, you killed my father. That's very...
Like, but his motive in the story, like, he's the villain. Like, he's what pushes the story forward, and he's shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I disagree that he's what pushes the story forward, but I think he's more of a side character than the main villain, because I'd say the main villain is King Orm, but yeah. But yeah, so he's like... definitely one part of the movie that I think just sucked in all aspects. I think many of the characters were written badly. I think the one of the biggest one for me is Aquaman's mother. I think was written really weirdly, and I didn't really like the way she functioned in the movie. She kind of just seemed like a pointless, you know, kind of thing. And in addition,
are you calling women things, Simon?
The fact that I called her a thing was not related to that she was a woman, but
I know.
And then here's the thing, though. I think that the plot is amazing. I think the story is... I think it's one of my favorite plots and stories from any like superhero movie that I've seen. Wow. I think it's diverse. I think it's really interesting. I think it has cool motives, and I think it plays like well throughout the entire movie. I think the cinematography is fantastic, and it's the visuals, the CGI, the way that they did Atlantis, and the way that all different ships look, and the different races are all individually like diverse and interesting. They all have their own like technology. I think the final battle scene is one of the best final battle scenes that I've seen in any movie whatsoever, because bringing in the Kraken thing was... I also think that was really well done, the way that it just kind of guards the Trident, and it's a very simple character, but, you know, makes more sense, and rather than just being this big brute that he has to kill. I think that his character was acted great. I think his character is played well. He's like a fucking epic person in the movie, and I think all of the characters within Atlantis, including King Orm, I feel like is an incredibly well done character. His motives, he makes a lot of sense. The like architecture, the way that Atlantis was done. I think everything about this movie, to me, it doesn't necessarily have to be a super serious movie that I identify with. I'm not saying that I think it's like a serious plot, but I'm saying that I think that it is not just a silly movie to me. I think like the plot actually makes sense to me, and it like resonates with me in like several different ways, which is interesting. Well,
that kind of brings up a bigger point, which is there objectivity in movies? Like, is there something that is objectively bad or objectively good about movies? Like, can anyone declare that something in a movie is objectively bad or good?
I think, and I remember we had this conversation before, I said no and you said yes. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why I say no is because I think the concept of objectivity is that in itself, in order for something to be objective, it has to be universally agreed upon. And and something that is more of a fact than an opinion. And I think when it comes to movies, it's a form of art, and art is always open to opinion, and opinion is always open to different opinions that can be formed for one different thing. So I think in order for something to be objective, it has to more relate to fact. Like something, there can be, I think it's different with like, imagine something like if you were just commenting on the movie as the cinematography. You could say that the cinematography was objectively good or objectively bad, just on based on the fact of like how well it was done. But some people may find different types of cinematography better or worse subjectively for them. So that in itself kind of...
Like some people may love Dutch angles and some people hate them and think they're bad. Yeah.
But I think like you could say, oh, this is a more skilled cinematographer than someone else. And that may be true, but it doesn't necessarily change the way
that equate to a good movie. Yeah, I'd agree with that sentiment. Yeah, I don't honestly remember why I said I didn't agree, but at this point, I do agree. Yeah,
yeah. I think like when it comes to movies and pretty much all types of art, people like the setting that you watch the movie in, the vibe that you go in with, the whether you're with people or on your own. I've watched it with people and on my own, and I will say I enjoyed it more on my own, because when you watch it with people, there are movies that I love watching with people and that I would never watch on my own. Like, I don't think I'd ever watch a comedy on my own. That just seems like it would be...
I would never watch Borat on my own.
Yeah, never watch Borat. Like, never watch a comedy. It would just be not fun and, you know, kind of boring. No. But movies like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that's, like, a super, like, hard-hitting, heavy movie. Like, that's something that I'd watch on my own and, like, actually, like, enjoy the story and the plot.
Guardians 2 is hard-hitting.
Yeah,
I thought of more of the comedy. I mean, they definitely work comedy.
No,
it's really funny, but I agree with that. It's very hard hitting. Like, it's
The end. I forgot about the ending. Yeah,
Guardians 2 is 100% like a comedy, but Yondu. I'm gonna spoil this because it's been out for a long time. Yondu dying and Yondu's funeral was like hit really hard, especially because, you know, obviously Sylvester's character made a huge impact.
Also, the final scene with Yondu and the arrow, holy shit, dude. That was so sick.
That movie was so good. Especially the fact that, like, you could tell Yondu has such a big character arc of not really caring about others to caring about Peter so much. When he saves him, he's like, he may have been your father, but he ain't your daddy.
He may have been your father.
Yeah.
But it wasn't your daddy.
I think something about, for me, something about Aquaman relates back to how much of, like, just watching the movie, am I enjoying what I'm seeing? And to me, it's amazing action. Like, the scene where they dive into the trench with all the monsters down in there, and they're holding the flares in front of them and, like, blasting through this trench with all these fucking trench monsters trying to, like, chase after them, and they're on this boat in the middle of the sea, and they just, like, dive down, and they're, like, fighting them off and shit. That was really cool. I thought that was epic.
Yeah. One thing I remember being really cool was, like, the water gladiator fight, and I only remember that being really cool because it was, like, really weird to wrap your head around how people would fight underwater. Like, that's just...
Yeah, and I think it was executed really well, personally. I think the way they did it, the fight underwater, I think, like, kind of, like, moving it out of the arena was cool, so they, like, literally fight their way outside of the arena, and then Orm fucking shatters his trident, breaks it in half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I see a thing on here, and it said Deadpool is kind of ass.
This is Ben's thing, yeah.
Oh, that was my thing, because,
Deadpool 2 or Deadpool 1?
Well, I haven't seen Deadpool 1 recently, but I saw Deadpool 2, like, little
I would agree with Deadpool being shit. Deadpool 2 being shit, but Deadpool 1 was great.
Okay, I haven't rewatched Deadpool 1.
Anyone to the grave about Deadpool 2 being shit.
Was Deadpool 2 the one where they had all the different people and they were like...
Yeah, and then they killed them 5 minutes later.
I don't think the movie was shit. I just think that the comedy has aged really badly.
I 100% agree. I think that movie was dog shit, trash, garbage. I watched it at home myself and I was like, I fucking hate this movie. This is not...
Why? What's bad about it?
Do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben, no, here, listen to me. Ben had a good reason just being like, the comedy did not age well. Alec, I don't really know what you're talking about. But the entire plot line of him going through the grief stages and all
that was really cool. Like, I think the plot is good. I think it, like, fleshed out Deadpool's character, and I thought that it made it feel really more whole. I just think that the comedy is... It feels like the comedy that the ninth grader enjoys.
Yeah.
Like, I rewatched it. I first saw it in freshman year, and then I watched it again, and I'm like, this feels like something that you can only laugh at when you're in freshman year.
I mean, isn't that the target audience, though?
Building off that, I think that when you have a character defined by his comedy... Nice job, Ben. You have a character defined by his comedy... It's kind of hard to like make the character be good on its own. Like when Deadpool's jokes are kind of what defines his character, and then the jokes fall flat later, that kind of ruins Deadpool's character.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that in a lot of contexts within something like something like Deadpool and something like this, it's important to kind of consider, like, what is the target audience for this? Because maybe for us, like, this is not the comedy that we like, but think about it as if you were going to watch this as maybe like an eighth grader or like a ninth grader, and then they're just making like poop jokes, which, by the way, we laugh at poop jokes, but
I do laugh at poop jokes. Yeah. I think they're funny.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised that you guys thought that wasn't funny. Because
I thought it was funny when I first saw it. I think it's also... I think if it was my first time seeing it, I don't think I would have thought it was amazing, but I would have thought it was better. But it's also just coming back on a second time and re-seeing it. And even though it's been a few years, having heard all of the jokes already and then hearing them again, I was just like, oh, this doesn't hit nearly as good. It really didn't feel like something that you could watch this a second time, which also sucked because I noticed a lot of like Easter eggs and stuff in it when I watched it on a rewatch. Like, I noticed a bunch of new things that I had never seen before. I can't say any of them again, like, not for spoiler reasons, I don't care, but I just at this point don't remember any of them. There were a ton. I just remember, like, seeing the movie being like, oh, that makes sense now, but then Ryan Reynolds would say something, I'm like, shut the fuck up, Ryan Reynolds, nobody likes you. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Ryan Reynolds just he feels like a preteen, and it was not funny.
I just think that, like,
I heavily disagree. Leo. I'm sorry, Alec, you can go. That's my input, is that I heavily disagree. I love Ryan Reynolds with all my heart.
I really love Deadpool 1. Like, I really like Deadpool 1.
Me too.
And I really like the approach of bringing in more characters, like a like an X-Men, like a scuffed X-Men. Like that, I really like that idea. And then they do the whole big like drop scene and they kill them all. And I was just like, that pissed me off. That like actively angered me. Because I was really excited for that.
Why?
I mean, it's funny, but like it kind of ruined the rest of the movie.
That is supposed to happen. It's supposed to be the fact that
I know it's supposed to happen.
I didn't care about that. I don't. I thought that all of the characters except for Domino were all like really bland and I didn't care about them. I kind of wanted to see Shatterstar a bit more just to see him be like a bit more of an asshole alien. That was funny and I wanted to see...
Was just, like a man?
Yeah, he was... Peter was just a man. Peter was just Peter and then he died and then he goes back and
saves Peter. Just ran off.
No, he doesn't. Oh, no, he dies the first time. He tries to save Acid Guy and then Acid Guy spits acid on him and he melts to death. And then in the end credits scene, Deadpool's like, please, go home, Sugar Bear. Be free. And then he's like, I
find that hilarious.
No, that was a good joke. That was funny. Yeah. I think that some of it was funny. I just think that as a whole, the vibe that came from the comedy wasn't as strong. And I think that, it felt, because it edged a lot more towards superhero, it felt a lot more Marvel-y. And because of that, the jokes kind of had more of, like, a Marvel energy to them as well.
It just didn't land. I mean, I just didn't like the whole... It's just something about it. Like, Deadpool 1, like, his whole thing was he was trying to cure his cancer, and then he gets fucked over, and then he's battling with that, and, like...
Cancer,
and he's mad at the guy that, like, causes cancer. But in Deadpool 2, there's really not, like... I don't really remember the motivation.
Yeah, there
why,
wasn't...
Like, why was
it's
he trying to
Sarah
chase
died. It's because his girlfriend died.
Because
he killed
his
girlfriend.
But
then he didn't have any reason to anyone, though.
He had a reason because there was the kid. And when
that
he
kid
tried
was
to...
so shit. That kid was so badly developed. I did not like his kid. That kid.
When I mean, the kid's a very talented actor. I love
him. Yeah, that was great.
He's wonderful. Because Taika Waititi has had him in Hunt for the World of People.
He's his dad?
Love that movie. Taika Waititi has worked with him, and I bet because Waititi has had so much work with Marvel, he was like, hey, who's this kid? Anyway, the entire story with him is the fact that he knows that shit's gonna go sideways for that kid, and he wants to help him. And especially after his soon-to-be wife dies, he's like, I really just... He needs someone in his life.
So that's it wasn't even that. It was because his wife from beyond the grave, he had a flashback, and she was like, you need to take care of this kid or you can't come into heaven with me.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, no, it's the fact that he wasn't done yet. She was like, it's not your time.
Yeah. I don't think that it was... I don't think that he had no motivation. I just think that I didn't feel the motivation as hard as in the first one.
Yeah.
I also...
Let me say, I'm going to interrupt you. Before this, I was talking about the plot and the
what
story.
What if I interrupt
you
first?
It was a very strong plot and story. And I think motive is part of plot and story.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
You just said the comedy was not great.
It's not.
I disagree, but you know.
Okay, one thing I'm going to say, I don't know how many... I don't know how many people are, like, very aware of Tame Impala. I feel like all of us have listened to a lot of their stuff, but I feel like Deadpool 2 felt like the newest Tame Impala album was to current.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was trying to rehash the same kind of shit over again. Okay, wait, let me get one example in before we start taking this into a conversation. So, like, in the first Deadpool, one of the first bits is that he has, it's like 12 rounds in his pistol, and he has to kill everybody that he can, and he has to, it's like the first scene,
like half of them,
and he has to kill, and he kills like three guys with one bullet at the end of it, and it's really cool. And in the second movie, he does the same bit, but with a brick, and he just goes like, maximum effort, and then he smacks a bunch of guys over the head with a brick, and it's like, it didn't hit the same, like,
in the first movie, he like emptied half of his clip into like one guy, and he's like, that felt good.
And he's like, no, bad Deadpool. And then he shoots like three guys with three bullets. It's like, good Deadpool. Like, that joke hits well.
I think
the fact that when he asks Cable, like, hey, can I have one of your guns? He's like, no. He's like, fine, guess I'll just have to use this brick. Time to go beat up some pedophiles.
It felt like it didn't matter. Like, there wasn't a stake in that. It was just like, I'll get like a brick.
It's supposed to be not supposed to be a thought-provoking film. It's like John
it's
Wick. I wonder what's happening here. It's not gonna be like, this brick joke fell flat. He just kicked the shit out of a bunch of dudes with a brick. That's awesome and funny.
I mean, I think
it's supposed to be thought-provoking. I'm just trying, like, I don't know. I just think that the jokes didn't weren't as like heavy hitting, and I'm trying to like go in deeper and find out why. And like, you're right. The point of the movie is to not do that. But I made the claim that they're bad, that the jokes don't hit. So I'm trying to like sustain that because you're trying to say definitely. That the jokes do. So
definitely.
I mean, that's interesting because Alec actually did say that his argument was that this movie's story and this plot fell worse and not in the jokes. He actually specifically mentioned that the first movie, which I must say, I agree. The first movie, while being funny and interesting, the parts of the movie where he's getting like fucking tortured in that like no oxygen, where he's like getting suffocated in the like chamber thing, like that was like really like deep and cool.
That shit hurt. Yeah, that had weight. Like a Deadpool, it should still have weight. Like it being a comedy shouldn't excuse it being a good movie, you know?
Which I think kind of directly relates to Endgame, which is a discussion that is a much different. But yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know what? You are deep tapping into some deep nostalgia with Endgame.
And I hate Endgame for anyone that doesn't know.
I don't understand that. See, I had no idea, honestly, that we all had these different movie opinions.
I think it's cool because here's the other thing, though. I think I agree with what Ben and Alec have said, but I don't like Deadpool for a different reason. I think that the action is just shit. Like, I just think the action is just bad. I just think the action compared to the first movie is just like...
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think that's definitely not as good.
Like, it's a superhero movie, it's an action movie, it's Deadpool, he's always known for his crazy things where he just flips and, like, fucking cuts his own arm off and, like, breaks into shit. And the movie is just, like, people beating the shit out of each other and, like, there's no interesting things, there's no, like, weird... It's just, like, a bunch of cunts dying and there's, like, no real good action. I don't know. It's an opinion, obviously, but, you know.
Definitely.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'm nitpicking too hard into.
Go on forever.
Wait, I want to say. I think I want to bring home why the bullet and brick thing, like why I'm having feelings about that, is because in the first one, like he had to do something with that gun, and the second one, he takes the brick, and there's like nothing would have changed if he had a gun. It would have been the same exact banter, but the entire joke revolved around the fact of how many bullets he had. I know it's looking into it way too deep, but like.
Wait, I'm confused. Go, say it again.
Yeah, retry.
Okay, in the brick one, like it didn't really matter that he had the brick in the joke. Like it was funny because he was hitting people over the brick and saying maximum effort, but he could have done the same thing with a gun. But the whole thing with the first one, the bit with 12 bullets in the mag, was that if he used all of those bullets, he was dead. And like that was not that he was dead. That it wasn't making it heavy. It was just that like it was integral to the scene, and the bit wasn't integral to the scene. It was just kind of. There, you know what? And I think that was kind of the vibe with the whole movie.
I'm gonna actually bring something home for you.
The jokes into the plot, whereas Deadpool 2, the jokes were just kind of there, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like there was as much effort put into the comedy being part of the story.
But some of the jokes, just like the entire one with Juggernaut being like, "I'm gonna rip you in half," and you're
that was really funny.
Juggernaut thing to say, and he rips them in half.
That is really funny.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I thought that was the most dry. Uninspired shit joke ever. That's the joke. Here's this funny thing that when I think about Deadpool 2, that scene is what pops into my head. That scene is, and for some reason, that's why I mostly hate it, because I just think that scene is ridiculous. I think it's like uninspired, stupid, doesn't make any sense. It's like, "I'm gonna rip you in half, I'm a big strong man, look at me."
I think it's a comic
thing, fact
though.
It's the fact that he's such a big fan of Juggernaut.
If
you actually read the comics and you actually, you know, I've like done all the, like, I love the Deadpool comics. I love
research. I'm a casual viewer of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
so maybe
exactly.
It would be different if I had more investment in it, but, you know.
See, I think that's a big reason, too. Is that why you don't like the Endgame? And,
every
and that's why you also might like Aquaman. That's a reason.
maybe, yeah. Because I'm maybe
I'm
viewing
more
movies
casual
that I'm more
superhero viewer.
But. That entire bit is the fact that he fanboys over Juggernaut, and Juggernaut's like, "I'm totally gonna kick the shit out of you." He's like, "That sounds such like a you thing to say," because he's joking about it. But when almost sarcastic to literal change, where he's like, it's like, "That's not actually gonna happen," but then it actually happens. But it's such an extreme level of being ripped in half that he's like, "Well, shit."
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's my take on it.
I definitely think, like, investments in the universe matter. Like you said, like, I don't like Endgame for a couple of reasons, and we can get into that now. But, like, I think the reason why I don't like Endgame is because so many... Fun fact, I I have only, I will say recently, although it was quite a while ago, I've only been started to be introduced to the old original Marvel movies like Iron Man 1, 2, and Captain America, the original one. And so as a result of that, I watched Endgame without any knowledge of prior movies. I had pretty much started watching the Avengers movies with Avengers Age of Ultron and then just kind of watched everything since.
Yeah, Age of Ultron's kind of dumpy too.
Age of Ultron is a horrible movie.
Well, Age of Ultron is Age of Ultron, it was part of the whole like Civil War thing. And the whole filler story arc was kind of weird. And
Civil War is actually my least favorite Avengers movie next to Endgame.
Interesting. Wait, what was it? Sorry, I missed it.
Civil War is my least favorite Avengers movie. I hate Civil War with my guts. I hate it like so much. I've never seen that.
Infinity War is my favorite, and then it's Endgame, and then Civil War, and then Age of Ultron.
I don't like Infinity War either.
What kind of planet do you live on? So do you just like the first Avengers movie?
No, I love a lot of their singular movies. My favorite, you could probably guess what my favorite Avengers movie is because I gush about this movie a million times. Because
there is four, in fact, Avengers movies, and you say you have hate three of them.
Sorry. I mean, I don't mean Avengers movie. I mean Marvel character within the Avengers universe. I don't think any of the Avengers movies. I think if I had to pick one that I actually like, it's either. I haven't seen the original Avengers. Then there's Age of Ultron, and...
Do you just hate all three of the Avengers movies?
I don't hate them. I hate Civil War. I don't like Infinity War, but I'm okay with it, and I do not like Endgame. But I don't hate Endgame. I don't hate... I hate Civil War.
Why?
Did you see the first two Captain America movies, or are you coming in
blind? I've seen the first one.
Okay, that makes sense then.
I've never seen Civil War having seen the first one. I saw the Civil War before I saw the first one and still haven't watched it again since. Maybe that's why, but I just thought Civil War was, the action was bad. I think the character play was bad. I think the story was bad. I think the plot was garbage. I think the last scene was cheesy and ridiculous. I just thought it was completely pointless and they were all acting like little babies. And my favorite movie is Black Panther. I've watched that movie 26 times, and I'm going to watch it again.
I don't think that Civil War was super strong. I think Winter Soldier is definitely a way better
movie. I love Winter Soldier. That is one of my favorite.
You said you've only seen the first... What?
No. He said Avengers movies.
Oh.
Yeah,
Civil War is not an Avengers movie. It's a Captain America movie.
You've never seen the first Avengers movie.
I have not seen Avengers, the first Avengers. I've seen pretty much everything later than Age of Ultron.
So you dislike all the other Avengers movies.
No, that's not what I said. Define what you mean by Avengers movies.
The one that has Avengers in the title. Age of Ultron, Infinity War, Endgame. Those are the three Avengers.
I dislike all three of those, yes.
Yeah, wow. Civil War is not an Avengers movie.
Okay, then yes.
It's a Captain America movie that has everyone else in it.
I dislike all movies that are under the Avengers moniker, save for the original Avengers, because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But in terms of Marvel movies, I like most singular Marvel movies. I love Winter Soldier, and I love Black Panther.
Well,
and many of them.
Winter Soldier is not a singular movie.
Huh? I love Iron Man and Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I love you.
And original Cap.
Dude, they were so good. I'm glad for record here, I watched those with Simon.
Iron Man 2 is one of my, is going to be in my top. Iron Man 2 is amazing. So I really good. Like Iron Man 2. I think
like him having to battle board. His like with
bring,
his
bring
own,
me
like, health
my board.
Kind of weigh that for the rest of his life.
Bring me my board.
Iron Man 1 or 2 that he has to create the new element.
Huh?
Which one's the one where he makes like the new element?
That's Iron Man 2.
That was 2.
It's also the one where he has a drunken fist fight in an Iron Man suit.
Or wait, no. Was that 2 or 3?
That's in 2.
He was with the Mandarin when his house exploded.
The Mandarin and house explosion.
Oh, yeah,
three.
Okay.
I haven't seen 3.
Three was good.
I didn't love 3. I think 1 and 2 were great.
Simon, you'll probably not like it.
Why? What makes you think that?
I feel like Simon's gonna like it because Simon has a trend of enjoying a lot of movies that aren't as universally loved, and then the ones that are
do not watch Thor: Dark World.
I don't think he's gonna like that.
Ragnarok is one of my favorites.
Ragnarok.
You wanna know something interesting? When I first watched Ragnarok, I hated it. I hated the movie. I thought it was one of the worst Marvel movies I've ever seen. I thought it was complete garbage. And I watched it again, and I was like, this is actually pretty good.
I want to make a comparison though. I think Ragnarok is what Aquaman was trying to be and did it better.
That
yes,
that's a very good point.
Yeah, we had this discussion before. I think Aquaman is what Ragnarok was trying to do a bit better.
No, because I think
the joke was... came first.
I think okay, Ragnarok tries to be funny. Ragnarok tries to be too funny, I think.
Oh, that's...
I think jokes land, though.
I disagree to some degree, but I like the action, and I like the cinematography, and I like the way that the movie...
I think Aquaman was trying to be too serious, but it acted funny, and I didn't like it because it was trying to like be something it wasn't. And even the humor was bad. It was just bad. Everything it was trying to do. Ragnarok, it was trying to not take itself seriously and just be a fun like Thor's entire character, but in a movie, and they did it so well, and it lands, and I loved it.
They changed Thor's character entirely from like the super serious guy to how he actually
watch
Thor
1 and then watch Ragnarok and tell me they're not the same character. Yeah,
never seen Thor 1.
Thor 1 is okay. It's kind of fun, actually. The action in that one's pretty awesome.
It wasn't terrible.
And then conversely, a lot of people think Thor in Endgame is really cool. I fucking hate Thor in Endgame, and I think it's ridiculous and a completely overplayed joke.
Well, I mean, I like it, but I know where he's coming from. Like, I've watched all the movies, and
Here's what I'll say. I think if they had Thor in Endgame be the dumbass who plays Fortnite and is Shaq and eats Doritos and shit and be fat, I'm okay with that. But I don't understand why they just didn't have him change. Like, why is he still this decrepit, useless joke for the entire movie, and he never does anything relevant for the entire fucking movie?
Because I don't think that he was always decrepit. No, at the end, he kind of comes back.
He messed up because he got his entire society killed, and he got a ton of shit happened to him, so he felt extremely depressed and ate his way out of it.
And drank, yeah. And
yeah, I understand that, but I like now he has a purpose. Now he has kill Thanos, and so he's just like, no, I'm not going to kill Thanos. I'm going to be this useless character who only makes jokes and looks fat even in my armor and just runs around smacking things with my axe and not really...
At the end of the movie, he's terrified of Thanos. That's why. Because
Thanos beat him. He thought he was a god.
Take the very beginning of Endgame. He chops his damn head off, and because of that, he feels like his purpose was finished. And he's like, well, what now? My entire society is dead. My brother is dead. Pretty much everyone I love is dead. What am I going to do?
Yeah. I'm going to drink and play Fortnite.
I don't know. I think that there are aspects of Endgame that I like, but I think the movie in general just doesn't hit for me.
I think that at the end of the movie, Thor is not... I don't think that he is still a decrepit, useless character at the end of the movie. I think he kind of comes back and, like, tries to do his best, but I think that there's, like, real, like, issues in his character that don't get fixed in the movie, and that's not a slight on the movie. I think that him not becoming perfect is something that's good, because if it would make him feel really underbaked if they just brought him back, and at the end of the movie he's thin again, and he is the one who, like, does everything to kill Thanos.
I don't know if he needs to be thin again or if he needs to be perfect, but I just think that taking a character that so many kids are like, wow, this is Thor, this is cool, and I think characters having weaknesses is really cool, and I think that's good character development, but I think in order for a movie to feel satisfying, a character has to overcome a weakness, and this cunt does not overcome jack shit. He literally just fucking shits on the floor for the entire movie.
I just sent a link to the chat.
I'm not going to watch it live on the podcast, but I'll watch it later.
I know, but I highly recommend watching that. That guy is really fun to watch.
Oh, he's great. I love him. Everybody, go check out Cinema Wins.
Shout out Cinema Wins. But he goes very in depth, and he talks a lot about cinematography, a lot about music, a lot about character development, and all that. And he has a very important section on Thor, and how
this is interesting. Actually,
he changes over time, and it goes very in depth with his character arc.
I have one question about Endgame, and it's relating to the one part of the movie that I love, and it is, what do you think of the final fight scene?
I think it's
awesome. My god, that shit was amazing.
That was so sick.
That's really interesting, because I've talked to so many people that say they love the movie but hate the final scene.
Okay,
they think
fun
it's
fact
disgusting.
They hired one studio, they hired ILM to do that scene, purely just that scene. They hired ILM to do that scene.
I mean, it was incredibly visually beautiful
part,
yeah. Also,
the one scene, okay,
was it ILM? I don't remember.
I think it was ILM.
Yeah, I think that scene was great. So we don't have to have a discussion about that, obviously, because we all agree. But I also think that the part of the movie that I hate the most is the part of the movie that a lot of people think is just fine but don't have an issue with, and that's the time travel. I think if you solve a movie with a concept that is not logical, I don't like that. I think like movies that are about time travel, ones that are specifically about how weird and strange time travel is, that those movies work. But movies where you try to solve a situation with time travel, it's not that it's like doesn't work with the story, or that it's just that it's not possible. And it's
I have a question for
it's
you.
Hard to fathom that for me, at least.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
How would they have actually completed their mission of defeating Thanos then?
I had an idea for this before, but I forget what it was. But I just think that solving a movie with... I think maybe the whole plot could have been reworked. Because, like, time travel, in a sense, is maybe something that could be restricted to one character. Let's say, for example, I'm just going to pitch this really, 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 really weird broad
idea. I
really
like the way they brought it in. I like
it. Let's say Doctor Strange... Or whatever character we think could be the most likely to be able to time travel.
Let's well, he has the Doctor time stone, Strange. So it would be Doctor Strange.
Okay,
that's
so
his whole shtick.
Let's say that Steven goes back. Let's say that Doctor Strange, in this movie, he goes back in time, and he is like the big player in this plot, and he does something small that alters the timelines and changes the ability to... their ability to sort of defeat Thanos and maybe, you know, does something that isn't so focused on time travel and makes the movie fathomable again. Because the issue that I have is that when it gets to the end of the movie, it's like, well, nothing feels real anymore because it's just like, oh, you can just change time. So nothing matters because just, oh, time is this, time is that.
I wanted to go in on that.
Yeah.
I really liked the way they did time travel. I think they it work. Like in a realistic way. I think the whole thing with Ant-Man being trapped in
the
Ant-Man being trapped in the what's it called? The
quantum realm.
Yeah, and then coming back and realizing that no time has passed, or like a few minutes has passed, and it's been like years. That's really cool. And I think that like him being like the way that he kind of got back to the Avengers, and like he was so baffled by it, and then they kind of like the trial and error, and they got it to work, and then
Thanos shows up with a ship without any trial and error.
Well, because he's using their technology, they already finished the trial and error part for him.
Since when?
Since they actually got to go back in time.
Yeah.
No. They
hijacked their technology. He didn't have any trial and error because he was
Thanos
using their tech.
No. Thanos didn't time travel. Thanos didn't time travel once. What happened was they, in the final battle, they were fighting that time's instance of Thanos because in their timeline, they've killed Thanos.
Okay.
They're fighting that time's instance
of
Thanos.
This is what I hate. This is what all these like mixed timelines and shit, and it's just like none of it is clear and none of it feels it takes the weight out of it because it's like nothing matters anymore because you can just go anywhere in time to do anything. Like
they run out of fuel and they have to like improvise with their last capsule.
No, I understand. I get that. Also, by the way, I think that the capsules and all that shit and the weird like fucking scene where they all like bring their capsules together and it's like choose the red pill. I think that was ridiculous. I hated that.
I think one thing that was kind of stupid was that the whole like idea of Ant-Man being in the quantum and everything was really cool, but I hate that it was locked behind an after credits scene in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, that movie's dog ass, man.
Yeah, that movie is fucking
that
garbage.
Movie is kind of dumpy.
Okay, I gotta say we're hitting up on an hour because we started.
We are hitting up on an hour. I have a timer.
What's up, 1 hour? I'm gonna hit you.
Just movies. This podcast was entirely.
I smacked him.
Honestly, I think that this is when we bring out our true selves when we argue about movies.
Who is Yosef?
I have one last thing. If you're named Yosef, if you're out there in the audience and your name is Yosef, I'm so sorry because we're not talking about Joseph. We're talking about Y-O-S-E-F.
That is a name that,
that
is just
name.
Not that, that name ain't it.
Like, bruh. Do you need a hug?
Insulted 1% of our viewers.
Are you okay? Are you from...
Wait, did we actually have a viewer named Yosef?
No. I think we just like had a thing where somebody was like, imagine if you were named Yosef. and then I think it was just Joseph and then I spelled it weird. That's like the origin.
Yeah, there's just a note in our outline that says, imagine being named Yosef / how weird names are.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up a big, large discussion about how strange names are, because if you think about it, like, what the names are just trippy and weird.
Hey, Simon!
You dig into it enough, but...
Hey, Simon.
That's the point. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Simon. How does music influence you and your mood?
We're gonna save this for the next podcast.
I know.
We're not doing a big...
I'm just gonna start throwing different phrases at you.
Shout out France slash.
Oh wait, guys! You know what we missed a massive talking point.
We've just done movies for an hour, bro. We're fine.
Is porn bad?
We can do that next time.
We can do that next time. Look forward to that.
Shout out 60-year-olds. We got some
good people that we'd love to have on.
Shout out 6-year-olds.
Stick. No, not six. 60.
Oh, okay.
60-year-old or older.
We have all the analytics. We got 4% 60-year-olds. Shout out if you're
a 60-year-old, turn up.
Shout out to the 4% of our viewers who are above the age of 60. That means, wait, we have 100 views. That means that four or six different people are over 60.
You said four.
We have four.
Okay, all right. I think that's been an hour. That probably made a loud noise. This is going to be scuffed as fuck, but...
I'm going to start eating my mac and cheese.
Eat your mac and
cheese. Do the outro as I eat it.
That was for instant microphone. Make sure to like and subscribe.
And this is not going on YouTube.
Oh, don't worry, it's not. That's okay. Then lift your chair.
Can you like on Spotify or Apple Podcasts?
I don't know. Spoofy. Save. Spoofy. Save the podcast.
Save
Listen
it.
To it.
Share
we're
it.
Actually, we're going to try go weekly now.
Tell your friends.
Objects that I have shoved up my
arse. Okay, all right. We're wrapping
Before
it. We're
idiots
wrapping
in a microphone podcast.
We're wrapping it. All right. Everybody take care of yourselves. Drink
have
water.
A good rest of your day.
I don't want to drink water. That's gay.
You got to drink water.
Fine. I don't drink water.